Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I visit children all over the world and tell them of the adventures that I have visiting other children and the wonderful stories they have to tell me, the wonderful things that happen in their life that make them feel just wonderful. I'm talking to Freddie, and Freddie's a nice guy. And Freddie has a sister, Barbara. And Barbara's a good girl, too. But Freddie and Barbara are two rather special people. Freddie and Barbara. And when I talked with Freddie, Freddie said, "You know, Mr. Candle," I said, "Yes, Freddie." "My sister Barbara is a very special girl." I said, "How about that, Freddie? What makes your sister Barbara such a special girl?" "Well, Barbara is always doing nice things for people." "Well, Freddie, that's something that is good to follow, huh? What has she done that's so nice for people?" "Well, she loves to go and visit our neighbors. And our neighbors have horses. And our lady neighbor, she takes care of the horses, and she trains the horses, and she rides the horses, and she's a wonderful lady." "I'm sure, Freddie, she must be a wonderful lady to be a neighbor of yours. Now, how many horses does she have, Freddie?" "Well, I think she has 5 horses that are hers, and then she has 6 horses that people board with her, they let her take care of for them. You know, "Oh, is that right, Freddie?" "Well, what about your sister Barbara? What does she do? Does she like horses too?" "Oh my, yes. My sister, she loves horses. She comes home and she smells like a horse, but she loves horses. And she goes over to visit our neighbor, and she was visiting with our neighbor the other day, and our neighbor was showing her one of the horses. And the horse stood up on its hind legs, and our neighbor hadn't expected that, and she slid off and twisted her back. And she was hurting something terrible, Mr. Candle. She was just hurting. And Barbara, my sister, she said, 'What can I do for you? What can I do for you?' And the neighbor lady said, 'Go to the house and get my mother.' And so Barbara ran to the house and got the lady's mother. Now the lady was hanging on to the edge of the horse, and her back was twisted, and the horse was standing stock still. He didn't move an inch. He was steady as a rock so that the lady could lean against him and not hurt herself more. Little by little, the lady sort of tried to straighten out and tried to lean in such a way that her back could straighten out. And her mother came out, and her mother said, 'Oh, dear.' And Barbara says, 'It's okay, it's okay. She'll be fine, she'll be fine.' And the neighbor lady who was hanging onto the horse was a little better, but her back was still terribly out of place. And then Barbara held her hand and said, 'You're okay now, you're okay now.' And as she held the neighbor lady's hand, the neighbor lady sort of wrenched herself in a terrible feeling, but somehow got her back in order again. And she got her back so she could relax. Well, that was awful painful because that was quite a twist. But the lady leaned against the horse, who stayed standing very still. And Barbara said, I petted the horse, and I talked to the horse, and I said, 'Now you stand still there. You stand still so that the lady can get herself in order again. You stand still there.' And the horse seemed to listen to Barbara. And the lady said to her horse, 'Good, good girl, good girl. Good girl, Louise. You're okay. Good girl, Louise. And Barbara says, what is that? Is your horse's name Louise? And the lady said, yes. And, well, how do you ever give a horse a name Louise? And the lady was trying to take her mind away from her hurt back, and she said to Barbara, well, Louise is a very dear friend of mine, and so when I got this horse, I thought, I will name it Louise, like my very dear friend. And Louise here has been a very wonderful horse for me to ride. She startled me when she stood up on her hind legs today, and I slid off, and I wasn't expecting it, and so I twisted my back. Well, how's your back now, lady? And the neighbor lady said, Barbara, I feel a lot better, and thank you so much. Mother went to get the car so she could take me to the doctor to have him look at my back to make sure everything's okay. And I could sit down, but only because the horse stood still, and I could twist around enough to get myself back in shape again, and I could get to the position where I could sit down, and everything was fine. Barbara, you're so wonderful, the lady said. You're so thoughtful. I'm so happy that I have you as a neighbor, Barbara. You're so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Barbara helped the lady get into her car. And the lady said, Barbara, you're old enough now. Can you take the reins from Louise and lead her into the stable there? And Barbara said, of course I can. I'm 7 years old. And so Barbara led Louise into the yard, and the mother, on her cell phone, called the father who was working in another area and told him to come and take the harness off the horse. And Barbara watched as the lady and her mother drove to the doctor to be checked out. Well, how was the lady? Did she turn out all right? Freddie asked. Yes, he turned out just fine. Because the horse stood still, and because Barbara was able to twist herself back into a good position, she connected her bone back into shape perfectly. Oh, Barbara, that's so wonderful, Freddie said. That's so wonderful. Barbara, you're such a good girl. Barbara, you're always there doing good things for people, always doing wonderful things. Barbara, you're such a wonderful girl. And Barbara said, Freddie, I'm a wonderful girl because I have a wonderful brother like you, and you're fantastic. And you know, Mr. Candle, when Barbara told me that I'm fantastic, I just felt so wonderful. I felt so good. I felt so super. You know, Mr. Candle, when Barbara says nice things about me, I feel so good. Well, how was the lady with the horse? Oh, she was fine. She was fine. The doctor fixed her up good, and she came home, and she had to rest for a couple of weeks while her back got back in shape and perfect order. But meanwhile, everything's going along just fine. And Barbara is helping by putting hay in for the horses and doing little things the lady would usually do. But Barbara was only 7, so she had to be very careful. But Barbara's got a good feeling for horses. She's got a good feeling for everybody. It sounds like you've got a wonderful feeling for your wonderful sister. Yes, Barbara's a wonderful sister, Mr. Cannon. She is so wonderful. I'm so happy I have her. You know, Mr. Cannon, Barbara is just wonderful. And Mr. Candle said, Freddie, look at everyone in your world and look for them to be wonderful. And you'll find they'll be wonderful. Just give them a chance. And they'll do wonderful things all the time. That's right, Mr. Candle. That's right. That's what I right, Mr. Candle. Well, Freddie, it's time to go to bed now. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right through the door. He has his pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you, and he's going to say, ready, time to go to bed, time to go to sleep. So call your mommy and daddy, snuggle under the covers, and say, mommy, daddy, give me a hug, give me a kiss. I'm going to go to sleep now. And then have happy dreams. And you know, ready, I'll be back again. And when I do, you can tell me more adventures of your life with Barbara, the most wonderful sister in the world. Right? Right, Mr. Cattle. Right. See you later. I love you. I love you. I love you.